This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I went B+ on the draft. I said very good. A sliver away from, like a pubic hair away from great is pretty much
That's
how I looked at it.
Huh?
Yeah.
Write that one in the paper of record.
An eyelash away from being great. There are a couple things I quibble with. We'll get into that with favorite pick, least favorite pick.
I have a bad feeling about this.
I don't buy into the whole, like, well, this guy, like, fits our classic traditional definition of what a Steeler is. Like, just because they, in theory, might have done that with Derek Harmon and Black from Iowa and Sawyer, and you could even say Caleb Johnson kind of fits their prototype running back. That's, like, not the end-all be-all to me because this team hasn't won a playoff game since 2016. So the idea that these guys fit the bill as Steelers doesn't really mean as much because the team hasn't won anything in such a long time. But based on consensus, where guys were ranked, where they got them, like how they performed in college, these are all big college guys, Big Ten. Penn State's in the big these teams and these players. I feel pretty good about the haul they came away with. How about you, Malzi?
I you heard me muttering there, my dread.
What was the mutter noise that you made? Why? Because you're afraid now because I like the draft. It's going to be one of the worst drafts in Steelers history. One of those jinx steals.
No, you know I like to make fun of you about that, but you know I don't actually believe that. It's because I have a bad feeling this is going to be one of those dreaded segments where we all have the same grade. I also had a B+ on their
draft. Donnie, did you have a B+?
I had a B.
Okay.
Okay, Donnie, the most...
Okay, I had a B+.
Cynical about it. Most critical about it.
So, I like a couple of things. I like the Harmon pick. You guys both knew. Me and Donnie were like all in on that pick. We thought it was a great one. I've since heard more and more people like Nate Tice, Mike Tice's kid, who does a ton of film work. He's basically a 9-to-5 film guy. That's
emailed him. He never got back to me.
He was on my favorite golf podcast, so I'll try to get him on the show.
I thought your favorite golf podcast was Going Low.
Well,
with you
going
and Logan
low is
Mankins.
A show is. No, Craig Mankins.
Craig Mankins.
No, that's a show. Podcast is different. It doesn't
matter. But the show gets podcasted, so can it also count as a podcast?
My favorite golf radio show is the one I do.
Okay.
My favorite golf podcast is a separate thing.
Gotcha.
Anyway, thank you for the Logan Mankins. You're clearly a devoted Going Low listener.
Well, he was in late edition, Mankins.
He did his maiden voyage last week.
Okay.
Anyway.
I'm kind of onto it.
You're kind of onto a lot of things, yes. I give it a B+ for a couple of different reasons. I think they got tremendous value on Sawyer in the fourth round. He's not a need, but he looks like he's going to be a steal just on college production, size, everything else. People have compared him to Watt, probably because they're lazy and just do the white guy edge rusher.
Mm-hmm.
To me, he looks more like Highsmith in terms of being sort of a strong bull rush kind of guy. Like, I just think of play style. Like, Highsmith's a monster against the run and setting the edge. Y.A. Black, which for anybody listening right now who cannot make heads or tails of that name, think of Y.A. Tittle, the famous bloody black and white photograph. Y.A. Tittle, Y.A. Black. There is your cheat code.
And he's way bigger than Casey Hampton.
He's a massive human being.
Man, Ryan Wilson hated his college tape and thought his Senior Bowl was brutal.
He thought it was terrible.
We'll talk to him tomorrow about that.
That's the pick that I'm... Because Carson Bruner and Dante Kent, I know our
because guy, of the rhetoric, you didn't like it because of Ryan Wilson's.
No,
rhetoric?
No. I'm saying that's the pick that I have the most questions about.
Which one?
Black.
So
yes.
Black's your least favorite pick.
Yes, I would give him like the C grade probably because, and I'll tell you why that's higher than maybe you might think for my worst pick in a second. Dante Kent, our guy Derek Bell, Operation Shutdown, who had to, by the way, go on Twitter and ask what that joke was. He was not familiar with, which kind of bummed
me
out.
Come on, Derek.
I know. He was like ultra hyped about Kent. Now, he's a film nerd.
And I gave Kent an F.
He loves watching this stuff. He's excited because he thinks they drafted a pure slot corner.
Like I gave Kent an F.
Okay. I did not. Because am I going to sit here and tell you that Central Michigan, I've been crunching the tape on Dante Kent?
No.
Anyway.
But that's because I wanted a wide receiver there because they didn't take one in this draft. And most of the people besides Derek that I saw had him as an undrafted guy. And all the highlights I saw were basically special teams plays. So what? That's why I thought that was just a throwaway
special
pick.
Special teams is a third of the game, Pony.
Oh, no doubt.
Anyway.
Actually, that's a lie. It's not one. What do you think it actually is these days? I'd say like
20%. Like maybe 1/5. I mean, think about how good Boswell and guys like that are.
By the way, just as a quick aside to that.
Oh, more
aside. What is Sauls doing? Why would you sign here? This is the last place I'd go. The guy's one of the great kickers in Pitt history. He's not beaten. Did Boswell contemplate retirement? I mean, it's like as an undrafted guy.
Is Boswell going to become an amputee for some reason?
That's what I mean. Like if I'm in his shoes and his agent, I'm trying to get him to a camp where they've got kind of unsettled
Why didn't the Ravens just draft him instead of whoever they did draft?
Or just draft somebody else and then pick Sauls up after the draft.
Sauls is a beast. I don't know.
This is like the one place where we know he can't make the team. How many NFL teams have like elite kickers?
Well, they give it here. Here's the only thing I can think of. Is it a situation where the Steelers are going to give Boswell very little work because they know what he's all about and give Sauls a chance to like shine in the preseason?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, that would be my thing. Latch on with a team who invariably has their kicker blow up in the preseason. And
so who was your favorite pick then?
Favorite pick based on strictly on value and how I think they'll be is actually Sawyer. Sawyer then Harmon. Here's what I just liked, broadly speaking, and this is why I gave it a B+. The NFL is a trends league. And I think for too long, the Steelers have appeared to be a team very behind trends. Mm-hmm. Everybody's defenses are getting smaller now, which means you've seen the resurgence of the running game come back. That's why there were like 11 running backs in most people's top 100, like a lot of really well-regarded backs.
Yep.
It's also why I think trench fortification, trying to get big and strong on both lines, this was the defensive line this year, I think is starting to account for the NFL's curve back towards, we're going to line up with a bunch of big dudes and maul you. And then if you're going to try to line up against us and do the same, we're going to make sure that we have guys who can stop your big guys. So I think they've shown like a possible little bit of a possibility that they're ahead of the curve here.
I also think maybe they're doing the Howie Roseman, Georgia wins all the time, so let's just take their players.
With Ohio State.
Yeah, Why not?
Don't think that's bad.
I love both of those picks. I have Sawyer and Howard both down as A's. If I had to pick one that's my favorite, I'll say Howard because I agree with what Dustin Fox said when he called up late and then was rude to me. I think there's a chance he ends up being their starting quarterback. It's not particularly high, but I think the like the bones of a house that needs some fixing up. I think the bones are good there. Good bone. I mean, I think there's some good bone there. What? There is.
Couldn't think of any other way you wanted to say that, huh?
I mean, Donnie went on TV like he was friggin'...
This draft is pornographic. There's so much good
like
bone
he was
there,
a hairy,
huh?
Like he was a hairy Nostradamus and said that this was the move...
Nostradamus?
Why? Isn't Nostradamus...
I mean, very goateed. Predicted the day of his own death, too, which is kind of wild.
But he said that Howard was the right move, that was what the Steelers should do in this draft. So I'm guessing that was your favorite pick, Donnie?
One of them. I believe it or not, might actually go with Caleb Johnson, given where they got him, because I know that it immediately got some scares from you guys, like, oh, man, not really any faster than Najee Harris. He is a little bit. The 40 time was definitely better than Najee Harris.
Well, he's 20 pounds lighter. He should run a better 40 time than Najee.
He kind of runs upright like Eric Dickerson ran.
He also fits the offense better. He also actually looks faster when he plays.
He definitely looked more elusive, Donnie. There's that run everybody showed where he catches a swing pass and then makes like a whole team miss. He definitely looked more elusive than Najee.
Yeah, that's
why there were more. Go ahead, Donnie.
I don't always like to get caught up in strict 40 times what a guy can do in a straight line because they don't always look that fast when they play. He looks to me noticeably faster than Najee Harris, who often looked like he was running in a pair of jeans.
I like that.
I think there's people over there. In fact, I know there are that think that he's going to be their starting running back this year.
The problem for
that when it's all said and done, look at strictly rushing attempts in the Steelers' in offense workload this year, Johnson will have more than Warren.
Well, the problem is that your guy, Tootin, went 20 picks later.
I love him.
And
Dylan
then,
Sampson went to the Browns, I think, too, who I like.
And then the guy that would have brought the house down was picked at 105 overall, Scataboo. Pompeiani might not have been able to function had they taken Scataboo.
Oh, he loved the way Scataboo played. He loved his work ethic. He loved his motor.
I'm not gonna crucify the pick as much as I did when I said it feels like Harris 2.0. I was lockstep with you. I wanted more of a home run hitter.
I gave it a C minus, that pick.
I gave it a B minus. Here's where I'm gonna say I probably jumped the gun. I said I liked what I heard about him in pass protection early, that he's a good blocker. You have to be good at that. And then I said, man, the pass catching just seems blasé. I will rescind and retract that statement. He plays for Iowa.
They don't even know
the forward pass. Kirk Ferentz is wishing that you could go back and not have the forward pass. So I think they could have drafted guys that I would have been way more excited about. But again, as I take a broad theme and apply it to this draft, I can't be that mad at them for drafting a guy as a running back who profiles more like a big bully.
Donnie, who was your least favorite pick?
I'm going with Dante Kent. I didn't really see the reason to pick him that late. Not to mention, I felt like when they had an opportunity to take a couple of receivers, like Isaiah Bond was still out there from Texas.
He didn't get picked at all.
Yeah.
How about Io Manor, the guy from Stanford?
They
picked Sawyer instead of him. And listen,
I was fine with that.
I think Sawyer can be really good. I gave him my highest grade, but like that guy was kind of intriguing to me. You know, size-wise, a big dude, not a fast guy, but kind of an intriguing player.